Chevy Equinox EV is a game changer with an EPA estimated 319 miles of affordable range. Now get 0% APR financing on an Equinox EV. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. It'll change the way you think about driving.
We go to Florida International University infectious disease specialist, the professor, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. Pretty interesting story making the rounds today about COVID vaccines protecting against kidney damage. Tell us about this. This is a recent study?
Correct. There is a recent study that very specifically shows how the vaccine protects against kidney damage. And there are earlier studies done in the beginning of the pandemic and in the middle of the pandemic showing that getting COVID is a risk for long-term kidney disease, and that that kidney disease can manifest months after official recovery from the acute illness. So it's part also of the long COVID types of complications that people get, if you want to think of it that way. And what the new study did is, instead of just talking about how COVID itself could cause renal injury, and by the way, it's to children as well as adults. So this is a very important fact, that COVID can cause long-term damage of the kidneys even to children, and it can manifest 6 months after the acute illness or even after the acute infection without necessarily having much of an illness. So this is another reason that we were and still, you know, from a scientific and medical perspective, recommend vaccinating children as well. Now let's go back to the study you're talking about today. Specifically, that study compares people who were vaccinated with people who were not vaccinated, right? And we already knew that 30% of hospitalized COVID patients with no vaccine, 30% developed kidney disease. So that's very, very serious. This study showed that those who were unvaccinated wound up with a 16% chance of having such severe kidney disease that they required something called continuous renal regenerative therapy. And so these people needed continuous type of dialysis, if you will. And this was prevented with the use of vaccines. And I think that that's an important message for everybody to be aware of. And it was a very, very well done study.
Mm-hmm. Another reason to get the vaccine. I know, Dr. Marty, you work with the World Health Organization, and recently you were involved in a discussion on arboviruses. What exactly is an arbovirus?
So an arbovirus is any virus that's transmitted by either an insect, like a mosquito, or an arachnid, like a tick. Right? So those are different classes within the arthropod family, right? I mean, not arthropod family, the arthropod phylum, right? So arthropods are all those little critters, including, by the way, delicious ones like lobsters and crabs that belong to this huge phylum. And then so you have insects that transmit mosquitoes, and that's really what we were talking about, were the mosquito-transmitted viral diseases. And as we know, mosquitoes can transmit a lot more than viruses. They can transmit single-celled animals, protozoa, like malaria. They can transmit worms, like dirofilaria, right? So you got to be really careful about those mosquito bites. They're not nothing, like people think. They can definitely transmit disease. And so this morning, there was a conference call. Well, it was morning for us here in the United States. It was midday in Geneva, a conversation about what's happening now with one of the most notorious and the first ever viral disease known to be transmitted by mosquito, and that's yellow fever. So yellow fever is making a resurgence, as are all arboviral diseases right now because of the climate change issue. And the particular discussion this morning was about increasing cases in many different parts of Burkina Faso, which is in West Africa. And really, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say what the name Burkina Faso means in their original language, but it is very funny, and I'll have to tell you offline.
Oh, now I really want to hear it. But in the meantime, thank you for giving me a great excuse to get out of going to a barbecue this weekend. I'm staying inside until the mosquitoes are all gone by fall. Dr. Eileen Marty. All right, hold on, and I'll get that word from you, and then if all is well with the Federal Communications Commission, I will let the listeners in on it after 8 o'clock. Have a good day.